Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. We're today on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College studios with Brynlee Brown. Learn all about her at BrynleeBrownMusic.com. Brynlee, thanks for hopping on today.
Yes, so happy to be here.
Yeah, so listen, I was doing a little reading up on you before we hopped on today and learned that you're a California girl by birth. Is that true?
That's right, yes. I was born and raised in Apple Valley, California.
Where is that?
Yeah, not many people know where this little spot is. It's up in the high desert, kind of out towards Joshua Tree, beautiful, you know, rolling hills of lots of dirt, lots of Joshua trees. You know, no apples. I have no idea why they call it Apple Valley, but that's where I grew up, and I grew up on a small ranch out there in California.
Now, listen, everybody knows that Wikipedia is the source for the knowledge of the world.
Yeah.
It says Huntington Beach. Is that close?
Oh, that's so interesting. It is close. So, yes, I grew up, born and raised in Apple Valley, and then I did move to Huntington Beach in my late high school years. And honestly, it was kind of a culture shock for my family and I, because I grew up, you know, in the desert, not a ton of, you know, neighbors. And then we moved to Huntington Beach, where you're kind of, you know, neck and neck with your neighbors, if you will. And so, but we loved it. You know, actually we moved down there for a few reasons, but one, I started doing a lot of voiceover work when I was younger. And so that kind of was bringing me to Los Angeles a ton. So that drive from Huntington Beach or from Apple Valley was getting a little bit difficult to do. So we moved a little bit closer to LA. But that's funny that it says that. But yes, I did live there for a period of time as well.
I'll go in there and edit it, because anybody can edit anything about anybody. What we're going to do.
Seriously. Yeah, please go in and fix that.
So Apple Valley is it more Northern California?
No, it's more the opposite way. It's more Southern. So it's more towards Vegas, if you will.
Oh.
So if you're like looking at a map, yeah, so it's out that direction.
So more mountainous, is that what you said?
Yeah, definitely.
And then you flip to the beach. Which one do you like better?
I'm going to have to go with the desert.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I do love the ocean. And I definitely would say, you know, I'm a little bit of a coastal cowgirl. But man, my roots are in, you know, in Apple Valley and where I was raised. So I'd say I was a desert girl for sure, through and through.
All right. Well, you mentioned something that I had in my notes that I was going to decide if we're going to go there or not. And then you brought it up. So we're going to go ahead and go there before we even get going good in this interview. Your voiceover work, Dragons Rescue Riders, Layla. Is it Layla?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
All right. Let's talk about this for a minute. How was that?
That is so crazy how I even just had that opportunity. I was around 11, 12 years old. I was traveling from Apple Valley and I would go down to Los Angeles, which was about 2.5 hours away. And there was an open mic night spot that minors could go and play. I found it online. And I would go down every Thursday night and I would play music. I'd play little songs that I had written. And there was a vocal contractor from Disney Animation that was in the audience, and totally the hand of God. I mean, it's like, you can't plan that sort of thing. And met her and she got me plugged in a lot. So I started in voiceover, a lot of singing for different shows on Disney Channel and different animation shows. And then that kind of grew. And so I ultimately ended up booking a few roles for Sophie the First, which was an animated show on Disney.
Yeah.
And ultimately booked Layla for DreamWorks, and it was an incredible experience, and I'm still so thankful. I just was actually out in LA recording a new project that's coming out that I'm really excited about, and so voiceover was just an unexpected blessing in my life, and super thankful that I've been able to do some really fun projects in that world.
Is that difficult to do?
It is. It's harder than maybe you think. I mean, it is just talking, but
Right?
there is so many nuances to it, especially when there's, sweetening, which is, matching your specific voice to the animated character's movements and what they're doing. And so you have to watch the screen and speak at the same time. So that can be like a little tricky. But honestly, it's so fun to dive into different characters, like, I mean, I've played animals, like, my voice animals. So that's really fun to kind of dig into character and figure out maybe, what they would sound like and how they would kind of come across. So that's really fun.
Is it like, how long would it take you to do like one episode of the Rescue Riders on average?
Well, what was really cool about the rescue project for DreamWorks is they would have the whole cast normally record together.
Okay.
Which was so fun. And so that would make it seem like a longer day, but it would fly by because you're just with them and the chemistry and you're feeding off of each other. And so that was a blast. But normally an episode would take almost a full day.
Yeah.
Yeah, about 5, 6 hours of recording and really getting it right. And the team at DreamWorks and every company I've really worked for are very specific, and work efficiently but want to get it done right. So
Yeah.
but yeah, it's normally a whole day of recording about one episode.
All right, you said you've been some animals.
Yeah.
What's your favorite animal you ever were?
Well, actually, it wasn't an animal. I have played some animals. My favorite though, like abnormal, I played a cookie. I would, and she was kind of an evil cookie, like inspired with different recipes and stuff. And so she was probably like the funnest character that I've played to date. She
What
was, she
was
was.
that on?
It's a show on Netflix. It's a kids show, and it's called Adventures. Oh my goodness, Adventures in the town of, oh my gosh, I can't even think of the name of it at the moment, but it's on Netflix. And she was such a fun character to voice, and I really enjoyed that. So
What was the cookie's name?
her
You
name was
remember?
Samantha.
Samantha the cookie. I'm
Okay.
not gonna make you do the voice. I'm not gonna make you do the voice,
Thank
but I'm gonna look it up later on the
you. Yeah, she's on there. I'm sure she's on there.
YouTube. I got enemies at every side. It ain't looking good, I ain't gonna lie. Arrows flying, devils trying to make me think I'm going down this time. You might think that I'd be afraid, running scared with a shaking faith. But the God I know says it ain't over. The God I know is gonna make a way. Yeah, though I walk through the valley, I will have no. Struggles, not over my life.
You had me standing on a mountain, walking through barren lands. You took my hand and you said, you can have this world, but I won't go with you. Oh, I won't go with you. But I ran out of places, the feelings I was chasing. All I have is you and you alone. Should I go? Your spirit will follow me down to Sheol. And the thing about the King, he's always with me, so I can't run from you. But I won't run from you.
And I said, hold on, wait a minute. I don't want what you in and then I don't want to go unless I'm going there with you.
We're here with Brinley Brown on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios, BrinleyBrownMusic.com. I'm glad we got to go there. That was really more for me than anybody. But let's talk about music for a second. Brinley, what got you into music to begin with?
Yeah. Well, growing up, my dad introduced me to a lot of traditional country music. I grew up listening to a lot of 70s country. So Waylon Jennings and Emmylou Harris, Merle Haggard. So just fell in love with the sound of a steel guitar, you know, at 5 years old. I just loved that genre of music and the stories that it would tell. My mom introduced me to a lot of gospel. And so I think just always what was playing in our house was either country music or Christian music, gospel music. And so just really, fell in love with both genres of music, and really that's shaped me as an artist. But I really started getting into music. I think I knew I wanted to be in music from a young age. I don't, you know, it's wild. Like when I look back, it's just always been in me and something that I've just loved. But I remember I was in my kindergarten talent show, and funny enough, my teacher, Mrs. Murphy, my kindergarten teacher, she would just hear me singing in class all the time. And sometimes it would be too loud and she'd have to like put me in the corner, put me to the side of the class because I would just be singing. All I would do is sing. And so she kind of saw that in me and encouraged me to do my school talent show. And I remember it clear as day, but I went up and I sang Mississippi Girl by Faith Hill, and I had, you know, a pink guitar. I have it here in my room, my first ever pink guitar. And I had, a pink cowboy hat on. I went up there and I still remember just that feeling, to be honest with you, and just the joy. I think I loved the joy that it brought other people, but also so much joy in my own heart. And at the end of the song, I took my cowboy hat off and I threw it out to the audience, my school talent show. And my parents had no idea I was gonna do that. It wasn't planned. And I think they remember looking at each other like, who the heck is this girl? And honestly, from then on, I never stopped. And music is so healing. I think the turning point for me and when I knew this is all I want to do the rest of my life was my mom got really sick. She was diagnosed with cardiac Lyme disease, and so the disease progressed really quickly. And there was a really hard period of time, quite a few years in my family, where just really scary and hard. And music became so healing, as it is. It became such a sanctuary for me to be able to write. My faith, incorporating just how much strength that gave me through those years as well. And so, just writing songs from that place, I began to realize how healing music truly is. And praying and wanting to give that to others the way that it healed me during those years. So.
You mentioned Miss Murphy and kindergarten teacher, and I always one of my favorite things about this show, and I ask this question, each time, and the number of times there's a person, there's somebody that they say somebody said I should do X, I should
Yeah.
do this, and then I did it, and the rest is history. And I always try to pull that out in these conversations because I think it's so important to
Yes.
God gives us eyes to see things in people's lives that they often can't see themselves. And even as a 5-year-old little girl, you
Yes.
remember that. Like here you are today. You remember
Yes.
that.
Yes.
And you've carried that with you since then. And who knows how, I mean, obviously it's very impactful to where you are today. Incredible.
Oh, 1,000%. And I love that you bring that up because I do believe God uses people to encourage others in their dreams, in what God's doing in their lives. And and Mrs. Murphy, I mean, the coolest part is we still talk often, and she's been a part of my life all these years later, and has been able to see, how it run. She was I made my Grand Ole Opry debut this past summer, and she wasn't able to be here in person, but we FaceTimed her and she was there, and I got to talk to her and just thank her, because if it wasn't for her and her encouragement in that, who knows, maybe I'd be on a different path. And so yeah, I totally believe that, and it's a great, I'm glad you asked that question, because it is so forming in those years, especially just teachers and their influence, but also how God uses people. And you're not too young to have that dream put in your heart, and for him to begin to start stirring that in you. So that's really cool.
Miss Murphy, we appreciate you. Thank you very much, Miss Murphy. Miss Murphy.
I really tried so hard, but I couldn't make the waters part. Didn't matter how many times that I had said it. No, I couldn't save myself. Had to be someone else, and there's only one who's getting all of the credit. God did it. Who put the breath in my lungs? Who calls us daughters and sons? All praise goes to just one. God did it. God did it. Who raised me up from that grave? Who's always making a way? Let me hear the whole church say.
inside your hands, the more I learn I can trust you, Jesus. Oh, the more I understand you never fail me, and you never will. You prove it on the daily, so I say it still. I count it all joy when I run into trouble. I count it all good when the bad days come, 'cause I know that you're always working, and I know that you're still not done. So I'm gonna lift your praise through the trial. Ain't no storm gonna stop my voice, 'cause I've lived some life and I've learned it. I can always count it all grace, count it all joy. Joy. I'm counting all my blessings, I'm naming them one by one. That number keeps getting higher, and I've only just begun. I'm counting all my blessings, I'm naming them one by one. And that number keeps getting higher, and I've only just begun. I count it all joy when I run into trouble. I count it all good when the bad days come, 'cause I know that you're always working, and I know that you're still not done. So I'm gonna lift your praise through the trial. Ain't no storm gonna stop my voice, 'cause I've lived some life and I've learned that I can always count it all grace, count it all joy. Joy. I'll count it all joy. Count it all joy.
When you see it, but I don't need to see it. I got proof. I'm following the leading of His Spirit, and that's the only thing I gotta do. Give Him praise. Come on, babe. Better days are on the way. Hope will rise. Chains will break. And we will do it all in Jesus' name. Are you ready for your blessings? For your miracles, for your blessing. Ooh. Get ready. No, I'm ready. Get ready. No, I'm ready. I'm removing all the baggage, all the mess, and I'm lifting all this weight up on my chest. Every lie that I believed inside my head, yeah, it's dead, you know it's dead. So I praise you in advance, I know you have a plan. You're always on time. In the storm I will dance until the end. Lord, I'm ready.
For your blessings. For your blessings.